Good morning. 6:34, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Man, I tell you what, man.
Jeez, dude. Dang old boom, man. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Could be part of it.
Five Finger Death Punch have rescheduled their spring tour with Papa Roach, I Prevail, and Ice Nine Kills. It now runs from September 28th in Sunrise, Florida, through November 9th in Cincinnati, Ohio. Great. Lastly, some friends of Nickelback have come up with a fun game to pass the time with self-quarantining. They're asking guitarists to post videos of themselves playing any of the band's riffs and then challenge another guitarist to play it as well. And it's been done one take. It has to be done one take with no editing or revisions. It's called the Nickelback Riff Challenge, and it's open to the band's friends and fans alike. Even a band member has gotten in the act when Ryan Peek offered up a performance of the opening riff to Burn It Down to the Ground. This is cool. You know, a lot of bands are doing things to kind of fill the time. A lot of bands are posting different, like, acoustic things. They're showing behind-the-scenes stuff, which I think is great. You know, while we're stuck inside, at least we got some cool stuff to watch. And if you're a guitarist, you can do it with Nickelback. You could play a riff, and who knows? Maybe the guys will see it. So go check it out.
You know, you guys post videos online. Why don't you make a little riff video?
Oh, God. I'm not, I mean, I could try. I could probably do a song or two. I'll try it.
What else you got going on?
That's true. Good point. Good point. By the end of this quarantine, I'll be able to do it confidently. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1981, AC/DC releases Dirty Deeds at Done Dirt Cheap in the United States. So now you may say, what do you mean in the United States? Well, it was originally released to the rest of the world in 1976, Australia and internationally, but it wasn't released in the U.S. until the success of Back in Black in 1980 did they decide, okay, let's drop Dirty Deeds, which is kind of weird, too, because Dirty Deeds was with Bon, and then you had Back in Black, which was released before. So it was kind of a late release after the success of the Back in Black album.
Back in the day before the internet, when you had to wait for it to be released in America, you just couldn't download it.
No, exactly. You had to wait, or if you were lucky, you had that one friend that got, like, some weird copy mailed to him, and it's like, cool. It's awesome. But yeah, there you go. So Dirty Deeds dropped in the United States on this date. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.